And a good evening to you in Pella, Iowa. Thank you for joining us as you have all week long for our coverage of the Rose Parade with the Marching Dutch. Here with Sam now. He's one of the five directors who's been very busy this week. Just got done a little bit ago walking up and down Colorado Boulevard. First of all, what was it like just to take in all those sights and to see these kids finally do this big thing and march in the most prestigious parade in the world?
It was just remarkable, and turning that corner, the TV corner, and seeing just the ocean of people and the mountains in the background and walking next to our kids, it brought tears to my eyes. And we, along the entire parade route, I just saw so many people smiling and having and loving what we were performing and having a great time. And it was one of the best moments of my life, and I hope it's one of the best moments of these students' lives as well.
Well, and for these students who may not understand, you know, Pella's the first Iowa band to go three times. There's so much prestige behind this event. Mm-hmm. And all weekend you've heard this great feedback. They may not understand now, but obviously you as directors have heard all this great feedback. What has that meant to see on a national stage what the Pella Marching Dutch actually are, which is an outstanding band?
Yeah, well, I think that when the students got there, they really started to understand the scope of this event. And there were bands from all over the world there, and they've never been to anything like that. It's always been people in our area that they see. And so to see people, bands from other countries, and just that the millions of people were there, I think they might now have a better understanding of that. And as they get older, I think they'll understand that the prestige that they had and how difficult it actually is to get into this parade. And I hope they cherish that.
Well, and not only cherish that, but obviously, you know, as you said, take that memory with them for a lifetime. And now it's time to relax, right? As the students unwind and as you kind of look back now, what has this week meant to you and to the program to not only have obviously today be the climax of the event, but the band fest performance, the march through Disneyland, and even the fun day they had at Warner Brothers. What's it like just to see this whole trip come together now in retrospective?
I think it's just been the perfect culmination of the entire Marching Band season. We had a great season back in August through October, and we've just been going until now. And I think it's the perfect end to an amazing season. I think the kids have been fantastic on this entire trip, and I'm so glad that they got to do amazing things like go to the Warner Brothers Studios, do the Disney parades and band fest. And I think those performances were also just as stellar as our performance today. So I just think it's been the perfect finish, the perfect finish.
That's Sam now. He's one of the five directors of the Marching Dutch. Sam, get some well-deserved rest. It's been awesome to follow you guys all week and look forward to seeing what's next for the Marching Dutch.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We'll have more from our updates in California coming up later today and tomorrow on KRLS.